أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك نتخطف من أرضنا أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the quality of those who had accepted our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah after they had accepted another Nabi, either Hazrat Musa or Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam as Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously they had brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, they brought iman in the Kitab of the past, and they brought iman in the Quran Kareem. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically and directly, and Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not guide that person whom you love, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to guide. Here, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the fountain of hidayat. Him and all the other anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were sent on the surface of this earth to guide mankind. And then here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that you cannot guide whomsoever you love. So from here the ulama have explained that insofar as guidance and hidayah is concerned, there are different forms and there are different types of hidayahs. Among this, two are very general. One is when we guide a person, we show the person the path, and the other form of guidance is that we take that person on that path in itself. Insofar as hidayah is concerned and guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and insofar as the heart is concerned, that hidayah and guidance comes only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had come down on the surface of the earth to show the path, and that is the hidayah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam the responsibility to continue. They would merely show us the path, they would show the ummah the path, they would show the people the path, but to guide the hearts of the people, that was in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that remains up to now and will always remain in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to in this ayah, that insofar as guiding the hearts of people, that is in the hands of Allah. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide whomsoever you love. And here reference is made to Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mission of Islam. He supported and protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he went out and invited towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But at the end of the day, the love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was there, but that hidayat was not in his taqdeer, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to this. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires to guide. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who will be guided, that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this also delivers a message that insofar as showing the path is concerned, insofar as inviting towards Allah is concerned, that is the responsibility of the Anbiya. In this ummah, the responsibility will remain yours and mine to continuously speak about the greatness of Allah, to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the knowledge, who will accept that hidayat, that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the excuses the people of Makkah would make when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would invite them towards the oneness of Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would invite them towards Islam. What was the excuse? Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they said that if we follow the hidayat, if we search for this hidayat. In other words, if we come upon hidayat, ma'aka with you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nutakhattaf min ardina, then the land will be snatched away from us. In other words, what will happen is that we are here in Makkah Mukarrama, especially the Quraysh of Makkah. Around us there are many tribes that are our enemies. And if we accept Islam, then these tribes will march upon Makkah. These tribes will then begin to fight with us. There will be the various battles. And this land of Makkah Mukarrama will be snatched away and taken away from us. And this is merely an excuse that they had made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds and Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that did we not make the haram, the sanctified area, an area of peace and security, that in Makkah Mukarramah, even before Islam also, that if a person found the killer of his father, that person will never retaliate in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. That is how sanctified Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept Makkah, that up to now no one had attacked you in Makkah Mukarramah. You are in a state of kufr and Allah still kept you safe. So if you bring iman, wouldn't Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep you even safer? So this is the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first response. Second is, yujba ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the fruit of everything from the entire world is brought to Makkah Mukarrama as a rizq and a sustenance min ladunna, from our side. That in a state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept you safe. In a state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to your needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to your sustenance. Then obviously if you brought iman, how much more would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not look after you? And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes this compulsive response to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. But the reality is this, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them do not know this reality. They do not understand this reality. And hence a mere excuse that was offered by the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that safety is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rosy and sustenance is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our bringing iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the barakat of iman, through the barakat of our amal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep us safer. Our sustenance is fixed by Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when we bring iman and we carry out the righteous deeds and we bring amal in our lives, then obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us barakah in that rosy and that sustenance. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.